You're listening to SBS News.
The Reserve Bank of Australia has lifted the official cash rate by 50 basis points as it seeks to return inflation to within its target band of 2-3% from its current level of 6. Opposition Treasury spokesman Angus Taylor says waiting until the October budget for an economic proposal is too late, and there is frustration with the government's approach.
The Treasury Secretary, the Governor of the Reserve Bank have both said that if fiscal policy doesn't work alongside monetary policy, then the Reserve Bank has to do more heavy lifting. That's how it works. It's pretty straightforward economics.
Australian properties can be bought on loans, partly on variable rate, which makes them vulnerable to such changes, sometimes with a tremendous impact for those who bought a residence in recent years. This is the fourth consecutive rise by Australia's Reserve Bank this year, and the third 50 basis point rise in a row. This takes the official cash rate at 1.85%. Only 4 months ago, it was at a record low of 0.1%. The RBA says consecutive rate hikes are needed to tackle soaring inflation, which currently sits at a 21-year high of 6.1%. Bringing inflation down won't happen overnight, and the RBA has conceded the cash rate will continue to rise until it does. But for some, it can be good news, as it would tend to lower the price of real estate as demand falls away, and those with savings will benefit by a higher rate, particularly those who rely on bank interest to fund their living costs, as Shane Oliver from AMP Capital explains.
Higher interest rates do mean higher bank deposit rates, so that's pretty good for self-funded retirees. And I guess the other silver lining in the cloud of all of this is that property prices are now falling rapidly, and as interest rates go up, it's going to make housing more affordable relative to people's wages.
But for that to happen, banks must pass on the rate rise to savers. Many are yet to do this, much to the disappointment of Treasurer Jim Chalmers.
There needs to be some positives out of this, and for savers, they need and deserve higher interest rates on their savings. And so I'll have the opportunity to convey to the banks directly my expectation that these interest rate rises get passed on to savers.
Some consumers are already making changes. New data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics has revealed owner-occupiers have been refinancing their loans and changing to banks with better deals as rates increase. Julien Huillet, SBS News.